Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's for our all-age worship service on this, the Sunday before Lent. Immediately after this service, there will be the parish lunch in the church hall. I do hope that you can make your way down to enjoy the lunch. The catering committee are working very hard with the many preparations, and even if you didn't get a ticket during these past few weeks, you're very welcome to come along. It will be voluntary donations for the church hall fund, and it would be wonderful to have the hall full to capacity as we enjoy lunch and catch up with each other. I want to thank all those who worked so hard here yesterday with the spring cleaning of our church. We had 6 hours of heavy cleaning from 8 a.m. right through until almost 2 p.m. and tremendous work was done. And I want to thank all those who came along at different points during those hours to help. And also to say a very sincere thank you to Patricia Clements, who coordinated the cleaning. And all of us can smell the polish this morning. And I hope you see a good improvement in your pews and all around the church building itself. So thank you for that. Our service begins on the beginning of the order of service, as printed before you, with the greeting. This is the day that the Lord has made. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand as a forgiven people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God fills the whole earth. collect for today, the Sunday before Lent. Almighty Father, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us grace to perceive his glory, that we may be strengthened to suffer with him and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Now about 8 days after these things, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking to him of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighted down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he had said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified. They entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen.
Thank you.
God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It'll come as no surprise to all of you when I say that I'm under a certain amount of pressure this morning. Because if I get this wrong, all of us are going to be hungry. Because we have the catering committee working down the hall, and they've given me a set of timings. And they've said, Rector, please do not today overrun, because it's going to cause trouble in the kitchen department. It's a bit like when I've done those thought for the days on the radio. They give you 2 minutes and 45 seconds, and you have to stop at that point, because if you don't, the news comes in immediately at the pips. So here goes. But the good news for all of you is this: they've given me more than 2 minutes and 45 seconds. If someone you knew said to you, let's go up a mountain, I want to talk to you, what would your reaction be? Hush, came the stern reply. If someone said, right, let's talk, want to go up a mountain, what would you say? Yippee? No. And why would it be? And that was a very firm no, if I may say. That was a really firm no. Why would it be no? Honesty wins the day. Some are saying couldn't make it. Very. And if you, I am not very good at multitasking. And if you're trying to walk and look where you're going, talking can be very difficult. Any other reasons as to why you mightn't be showing enthusiasm? Any other thoughts? It is hard work. And then when you go up, what do you have to do then afterwards? Come down. I actually find it harder coming down. I don't know about you. But Peter, James, and John were told by Jesus, let's go. And what did they say? Yes. They didn't give excuses. They just went. Jesus didn't tell them, if you notice, he didn't tell them how high this mountain was. He didn't tell them what was involved. He didn't tell them what they should bring. He just said, come. And they went, and up they went. Now, when they were there, there was nobody else. Maybe that was the deal maker here, because wherever Jesus went, there were crowds of people. And when you've got crowds of people, it's very hard to move, isn't that right? It's very hard to hear what's been said. And Jesus said to Peter, James, and John, right, we're off. And he took them up the mountain. And when they were there, it was just Peter, James, and John, and Jesus, nobody else. And what is the big word that describes the event at this mountaintop? Emily has very kindly taken us through the reading. But what is this all called? I know Canon Smith is about to jump out with the theological term. Sorry? What is all this called? Begins with T. Yeah. Wonderful. That's what Canon Smith was about to say, isn't that right? The transfiguration. When they were there, Jesus was transfigured, and they saw him in the transfigured form. But they thought, this is wonderful. Here we are, up a mountaintop, away from everybody, just us and Jesus. This was just fantastic. And they said, and we can understand why, they said, it's good for us to be here. They didn't want to come down at all. It was so good, they wanted to stay, and to stay, and stay, and stay. But Jesus had another idea. Jesus said, right, you've been here, you've seen the transfiguration, you have witnessed what God has said. This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. And they saw this sense of commissioning, or this sense of affirmation of God to Jesus. And Jesus said, right, You've seen all this, we've been together, but we have to come back down. We have to come back down the mountain to get on with our work, to help people, to encourage people in their faith, and to be with people. Because Christian faith has to be shared amongst people, not away up on the top of a mountaintop, divorced from people and removed from reality. So down they came, and they had to reconnect. But when they came down and when they reconnected with people, they realized who Jesus was. Jesus was God's Son, and he had a ministry that he had to fulfill that was going to take him to the cross on Good Friday. And so they had to connect. When Jesus was out and about, people came in huge numbers, as we know. He helped them, he encouraged them, he healed them, he offered support in different ways. And it didn't matter to Jesus who they were, it didn't matter what their postcode was, it didn't matter about their origin, it didn't matter what was wrong, it didn't matter either how busy Jesus was, it didn't matter how tired he was, it didn't matter what he'd just done, it didn't matter where he was about to go. What mattered was, Jesus became aware somebody needed help, somebody needed support, and he wanted to do what he could. Now that is a wonderful example for all of us to embrace, caring for, looking after, and supporting an individual. And we cannot do that if we're way up on a mountaintop. We have to do that down on the flat, down on the ground. And that's exactly what all of us have an opportunity of doing during Lent. Lent starts on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, and you will see in your service sheet the St. Columba's 40-day challenge. And this has been all thought up by our parish administrator, Karen Patterson. And it is very, very practical. It's not going to take a whole lot of time to do, but it could make a huge difference to the person that you are trying to help. And everything here is all doable. It's all something we can get behind if we would just think of other people in the midst of our busyness. 40 days of Lent and 40 challenges to do, one for each day. But you can do it more than once a day if you so wish. The important thing is that we do it and we make a difference for other people by simply thinking about them. Because one thing is for sure, when we're out and about, when we're rushing here or going there or coming from that, we don't know for sure what's going on in other people's lives. We don't know, have they, for example, heard some bad news? We don't know, have they got a difficult meeting they're going to? We don't know, is somebody ill in their family? We don't know just what is going on. And to say hello, or to do something nice, or to offer encouragement, can make all the difference, simply by us stopping to think of other people. And that sometimes is where we get it wrong. We're so busy rushing here, or coming from that, or going to this, that we forget about other people, and their needs, and their issues, and their challenges, and their opportunities. For many people, their only window into the Christian faith is seeing us in action. What example are we portraying of the Christian faith by what we say, by what we think, and by what we do? Are we being Christ to other people? Peter, James, and John, away up on that mountain for the transfiguration, saw Jesus being transfigured. They came back down the mountain re-energized and refocused to support people to do as Jesus would do for other people. Lent is coming at the right time for all of us to get us to re-energize, to get us to refocus, to get us to reset our priorities, that we can be more God-centered, and by being more God-centered, we then have to be more people-centered as we seek to share our Christian faith with other people who are also busy. We too are busy, but it doesn't take a whole lot of time to do any of these 40 challenges that could make a real difference. We all know the difference if we're having a hard day, a nice comment, or a good turn does. Let us take all of that. Let us come down from our mountains. Let us get down on the flat, and let us go forward to live out our faith. And may people see a window of God. May they see a face of God in us by our priorities, a love of God and a love of neighbour. May we have a good Lent. May it be a holy Lent. May it be a people-centred Lent. And may it be a God-filled Lent as we seek to live out our faith and the other people see that in us. Good luck. It doesn't take long to do any of these things. And let us do it individually, and let us do it collectively, and let us also do it in our parish, in our church services, in our parish organisations. Let us live these challenges out. And you know, it won't cost a single penny of our money, but it will make a huge difference to those who are on the receiving end of these opportunities and challenges. Good luck to all. And now to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed is most justly due, all might, majesty, glory, dominion, and power, henceforth and forevermore. Amen. I'm going to invite the children to come forward as the congregation are seated, and they're going to sing their anthem, Kumbaya. We thank the children for their enthusiasm and for the wonderful singing. Well done to all, and to the teachers for their hard work and for their support. We stand for the affirmation of faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things? Do you believe and trust in his Son Jesus Christ to redeem the world? you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God? This is the faith of the Church. Now the young people are going to lead us in our prayers. Let us pray.
Dear Lord, in Sunday school we have been learning about how Jesus fasted in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, resisting temptation. We are all trying to give up something for Lent, just like Jesus did. We are giving up our sweets, chocolate and computer games to be closer to you, God. Please help us with our challenge. Please remind us to pray to you when we are missing what we have given up. And please remind us to thank you, love you, and hear from you each and every day in Lent. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you for the new life we celebrate at this coming Easter time. Help us to keep going in a life that never comes to an end. We pray for our families, our friends, and all those who we care about. Fill them with hope and happiness.
Lord our God, we thank you and praise you for the greatness of your love shown to us in Jesus Christ, who is willing to die for us. Thank you for bringing us into your family and for blessing us with the life that lasts forever.
We pray for people who are unhappy today, those who are hungry or homeless, those who fear violence or harm, those who may find protection and peace. We pray for those who are ill or facing difficulties. May they find comfort in Christ and be strengthened by the knowledge of your love. Lord, accept our prayers and be with us now and forever. Amen.
Amen. We pray for our parish church of St. Columba's, praying for all our parishioners. We pray especially today for the members of the catering committee and all those who are working so hard with the many preparations for our parish lunch in the hall. We pray for the fellowship that will be expressed and experienced throughout the lunch. Remember, O Lord, what you have done for us and not what we deserve. And as you have called us to serve you, make us worthy of our calling. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Together we pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes, as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. I do hope that the parish lunch will give an opportunity for catching up with one another, in particular those perhaps for whom you haven't seen for a while, or those who are new to our parish. It's been great to welcome a number of new parishioners over these past number of weeks and months, and do please speak with our new parishioners, and do please speak to one another, and the lunch is a great way of doing that down in the church hall. Tonight at 7 o'clock is choral evensong, and always on the first Sunday of each month we have choral evensong, and I'm most grateful to Dr. Joe McKee and the choir for the huge amount of work that they put into this service, and also it's a source of great encouragement to see more and more people coming to choral evensong and also having the blessing from it. There are very few parishes that are able to provide choral evensong because of all the work that it entails. And so we'll be here tonight at 7 if you're able to come along. You will see in the back of your service sheet details of all the activities during this coming week. And just a reminder to the mission team and the fundraising committee, those meetings are now going to be in the lower hall tomorrow night at the stated times. Ash Wednesday is Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, and there will be Holy Communion and the service for Ash Wednesday here at 10:30 and also at 7:30, and that will be the launch of our St. Columba's 40-day challenge. So I do want to encourage you all in all of that. And next Sunday, service is all back at the usual time, 8:15, 10:30 and 7.
Let us pray. As we come to the end of this service, we pray together. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, remain with you and with all for whom you have prayed this day, now and always. Thank you.
love and serve the Lord.